Retailers are hoping to hoist a few sales for St. Patrick's Day. More in a minute.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Millions of Americans like nothing better than to dress up in their finest green and celebrate St. Patrick's Day, which comes up this Thursday. Retailers also love it because of green of a different sort. We'll be spending billions of dollars celebrating St. Patrick's, according to Tracy Reynolds, spokesperson for the National Retail Federation. Tracy, everybody loves to don the green for St. Patrick's Day, and that could be good news for retailers, right?
That is right. We will be seeing about 125 million Americans ready to celebrate St. Patrick's Day this year.
They're expected to spend an average of $35.37 per person. That's about the same, or is it down from last year?
It's just about flat with last year. We're just over $35 per person, and it looks like we'll be seeing about $4.4 billion total spent by American consumers on St. Patrick's Day.
Now, the $4.4 billion number, do you know if that's more or less?
It is slightly less than last year, but we still see it as a strong number, and retailers do expect a boost in sales around the holiday.
They plan to celebrate St. Patrick's Day any number of ways. Can you go through that?
Absolutely. So according to our survey, we'll see about 8 in 10 Americans planning to wear green for the holidays. So you'll see folks in green tops and ties and all sorts of festive garb. Also, we'll see a number of people heading to parties at bars or restaurants or even having their own party. And about a third of Americans plan to make a special dinner for the Irish holiday.
And I see you have here that about 22 or 23% plan to decorate their homes in an Irish theme.
Decorations, everything from outside and shamrocks hanging on their doors to, inside shamrock decorations and pots of gold. You'll see all over houses and offices here.
Now, more than half the people surveyed plan to celebrate purchasing food and beverages. I wonder what kind of food and beverages they'll buy.
With such a high number of people planning to make a special dinner, you'll see people buying the fixings for an Irish stew or corned beef and cabbage, and, of course, the Irish beverages to go along with it.
Including Guinness. Now, you had one question in here, which is included in the survey for the first time, where they plan to make their purchases.
That's right. So, believe it or not, more than a third of Americans plan to shop at grocery stores. Now, that's getting ready for those big meals or getting ready to bring things to the party or celebration that they're heading to. We'll also see a number of Americans heading to discount stores to buy those decorations or apparel for their St. Patrick's Day celebrations. And, of course, a large number will be heading to a bar or a restaurant, and we'll see spending there.
Something which surprised me, and that is, you say in the survey that the holiday is most popular among individuals 18 to 24 years old. I know there are a lot of kids that age who do celebrate St. Patrick's Day, but I didn't realize they were in the majority.
Yes, we do see that. And as a non-gifting holiday, St. Patrick's Day is a great way to celebrate for consumers on any budget. So, you know, they can find a way to get festive and celebrate no matter their budget, you know, whether they're the younger generation or the older generation.
You say those age 25 to 34 will be the biggest spenders, though.
That's right. So we do see the most spending in that area planned. So those folks might be heading out to the bars and the restaurants, and they'll see their spending there.
Tracy Reynolds, spokesperson for the National Retail Federation, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Yes, thanks for having me.
That's this edition of Your Money Matters. You can check us out on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts and subscribe to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Thanks for listening.